Dutch Harbor was a little different 25 years ago. The Elbow Room was still known as one of the most dangerous bars in the country. The Crab Derby was roaring. And if you were flying to the mountainous coastal villages up and down the chain, there was only one way to get there. The Grumman Goose.
The Grumman Goose here. This airplane was designed in 1936.
That's Orin Siebert during a 1999 interview with the local TV station in Unalaska, Dutch Harbor. The electronic music fits the video perfectly. Siebert wears a black and red bomber jacket and aviator shades as he stands in front of the candy blue and yellow striped seaplane.
It's a flying boat. The hull is actually a boat.
Siebert's the man responsible for bringing the amphibious aircraft to Dutch in the 60s. He recognized that the rowdy fishing community needed a special kind of aircraft to handle the rugged conditions, and the Goose was just the thing.
I made my first trip to Dutch Harbor here in 1963, and I've been flying out here continuously since then. And we have communities like Akatan, 40 miles from here, which is extremely mountainous. They'll never be able to build a runway there.
In 1955, Siebert graduated high school and started flying right away, chartering locals from remote communities to access healthcare facilities. He says business rapidly grew from there.
Hi, everyone. I'm Susan Ruffrano for Channel 8, and we're about ready to board the Goose, the Penn Air Goose, and we're going to Accutan. We'll see you on board.
Siebert led Penn Air to become the largest regional airline in Alaska, operating more than 30 aircraft in 45 communities. Then, in 2012, Penn Air took the step of expanding to the lower 48. But just a few years later, the company filed for bankruptcy and finally sold its assets in 2020. The Goose doesn't fly in the Aleutians anymore, but there was a time when Dutch Harbor and the Grumman Goose were almost synonymous. Siebert was inducted into the Alaska Aviation Hall of Fame and was also the recipient of the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award during his long career. And he was one of the most accomplished Grumman Goose pilots, clocking in over 10,000 hours, according to family members. Siebert died of natural causes on Friday in Anchorage. He is survived by 6 children and more than 50 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren.
And so I'm kind of proud of those accomplishments.
In Unalaska, Dutch Harbor, I'm Theo Greenlee.